Blog Talk Radio.
Carla, can you hear me? Yes. All right, so let's mute that call.
All right, guys. I think my mic is on. All right, guys. So welcome to Blog Talk. ACG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes, where this is uploaded to. And this is Colin F. Watson, the ACG Diet Coach and author and creator of ACG Body for Life. And this is my first podcast in quite some time. I'm also going to record this for YouTube. Turn the camera on. So I'm here in my home office here in Ladera Ranch, California. So if you haven't actually listened to my podcast for a while, I used to be live from Hermosa Beach, California. So now I'm live from Ladera Ranch, which is in South Orange County. So Jay and I sold our home by the beach and moved here to Orange County. Been here for about nine months. And checking it out. I'm not sure if it's going to be our final stop, but we came down here to be close to our good friends, Joe and Heather. So it's been cool so far. But anyway, I wanted to come on live here, where I'm pre-recording this call, this podcast, and just to get back in the swing of things. One of my promises to myself this year that I was going to go back to old school and bring content, and had a lot of people going, man, wish you'd come back on the air and do your show. And, a lot was going on last year in 2018, and so I'm going to update you on that. It was a tough year. It was a very tough year for me physically, emotionally. It was just tough, around October, November, I'm not sure the exact time and date, but of 2017, I injured my back in the gym. I had pretty much reached the pinnacle of my fitness level. I mean, I was around 8% body fat, very lean. I was really kind of hitting my stride as far as feeling, at 56 at the time, that I was really kind of hitting one of the best levels of fitness I've been in quite some time, and injured my back, just, doing a set of incline dumbbell presses with 85-pound dumbbells, and I went to pick up the dumbbell, and I wasn't paying attention, and lifted the weight without stabilizing my core, and I felt something strange in my back, and it just felt like I tweaked something, and I tweaked things in the past, so I really didn't alarm me much. Left the gym, just kind of squirmed around a little bit, saying, "Hey man, something doesn't feel good," but I figured it would go away after a couple of days, and lo and behold, in a couple of days, I actually started getting some severe sciatica nerve pain in my back and my leg all the way down to my calf. I'd never had sciatica before, so I didn't really know what it was. I kind of heard people talk about it. It was just brutal. It was just brutal, brutal, brutal discomfort and pain. And I endured it for a while, and then it kind of turned off for about a week. And I thought, oh, okay, there you go. It just was, I tweaked something, but went back to normal. But then it came back again with a vengeance, to the point where I finally went to urgent care and said, I got this pain. And they gave me, a shot of some steroids and some pain medication, and said, rest yourself. And, if it doesn't go away in a couple, a few days, then come back and see us. So I went on for about 2.5-3 months of going to the chiropractor and acupuncture, and the chiropractor would tell me that I had piriformis syndrome and muscle was tight and to stretch and do all this kind of stuff. And the pain just started getting worse and worse and worse, and to the point where I actually could barely make it to the bathroom. When I say the bathroom, from my bed to my bathroom, which is in the same space, if you will, my master bathroom is a part of my bedroom at the time at the old house. And I would literally be hunched over, couldn't straighten my back up and get into the toilet. And so I was like, okay, I got to do something. So I finally got approval to go see the orthopedic surgeon. They did an MRI. and found out that I had a herniated disc. I think it was L4, L5 herniated disc. It was pushing on the nerve, and that I needed surgery. He said, if you were an NFL athlete, you'd have been, once we saw that, you'd have been in surgery within 24 hours. I had now gone 3 months like this. I was having nerve damage in my leg. But I couldn't pick my leg. My heel wouldn't come off the ground, so I was kind of dragging my leg around. So not only was I bent over and, you know, like an 80-year-old man, I was dragging my leg. I looked like Igor, basically. And they said, you got to get into surgery. So I had to wait to get approval from the insurance to get a surgery. So I had my first surgery was almost a year ago. I want to say it was January 14th, probably, a couple of days ago, a year ago. I had my first surgery to fix the herniated disc and to take the pressure off the nerve. Told the surgery was a success. I was able to walk out of the hospital upright without pain. I finally felt that I had turned a corner and it was great. But literally within 48 hours, I was getting up out of bed. and I stood up and something kind of snapped in my back, and I just kind of, my legs buckled out from under me. I fell back onto the bed, and within minutes started having excruciating nerve pain again, to the point where it was so electrifying and so turned on that my wife Jamie had to call for the ambulance to come because I couldn't move. And the more, it didn't matter what position I was in, I was just constant, my body was shaking in convulsions because of the nerve pain. It was so bad. And that the paramedics had to try to put me in a special chair that they could to get me out of my house. It was awkward to get me out of the house. And I was in such pain until they finally laid me down. So I don't want to drag this out, but I just kind of want to give you an idea of really how bad it got. So I went to the hospital and they couldn't figure out how to turn off the nerve pain. Luckily, there was a doctor there that was a diabetic nerve pain specialist to put together a combination of cocktails. But they couldn't even get me into an MRI to see what the problem was because I couldn't lay flat. So every time they put me on the MRI table, I would spasm again. My body would start convulsing again. And so after three attempts of doing the MRI, they called in his doctor. He gave me a cocktail of some different blends of drugs that finally were able to turn off the nerve pain the next morning to get me into the MRI. They look at the MRI. They really don't see anything. The surgery looked like it went well. They can't figure out what the problem is. After a day or two, they send me home. And they send me home with a walker because I can't hold up my own strength and my own legs. So I have this walker, and they're like, you know, give it a few weeks. And I went back to the surgeon. He's looking at the MRI. He's like, I can't see anything wrong. So I went on it like that for another 3 months. So from January to February to March, I still can't walk without a walker. My wife, Jamie, sold her house at the beach in March. Jamie moved the entire house, packed up everything herself. I couldn't help her, couldn't do anything other than basically sit and watch. It was a very humiliating time for me, and it had been very depressing. I was getting very depressed because of the constant pain, the constant drug combination they put me on. And, you know, I titled this podcast, A New Year, A New Life. And it said, you know, that this having this broken back situation kind of made me a better man, a better human being, a better father, a better husband, and a better coach and a better friend, because I really had to dig deep to find gratitude in every single day. So to make a long story short, after just me kept going back to the doctor saying, there's something wrong. This is not normal healing. They noticed that there was another scope, or what they, I don't forget they call it, I forget what they call it, but it's like an MRI, and they found these water pockets that are on my spine, fluid, and they were concerned that the fluid maybe was an infection, and if it was an infection and it got into the bone, it could be septic, and it really would cause some major problems and be life-threatening. So as they went in there to drain these pockets of fluid, they really couldn't get anything out, so they said, you know what, we got to open you up to see what the problem is. And lo and behold, when they opened me up, they found out that I had two broken vertebrae at L3, L4 that basically had been rubbing. They were broken. They were crumbling together. And the reason why I couldn't stand up is those vertebrae were just basically grinding together, turning into dust in my back. So I had to have a fusion there at L3, L4, and two artificial vertebrae put in and have it fused and had some bolts put in my back. And that seemed to allow me to stand up straight and alleviate most of the pain. I still have some pain today. I still have some nerve damage. I said it could take up to 18 months for that nerve damage to come back. Through that whole process, you can imagine it's like a 7-month process from being in the very best shape of my life and being all these medications, all these different steroids, being on a prednisone for a long period of time. It just blows you up. And I literally looked in the mirror and I looked like I gained 40 pounds. I had lost 15, 16, 17 pounds of lean muscle. I mean, the man boobs came back. My waist was a 47 inch waist. It just was extremely depressing to look and realize this is how far. It was like starting back from, I looked worse than I did before I discovered the AC diet protocol 10 years ago. But the interesting thing was that I had not gained a lot of weight. I mean, because I still ate pretty clean when I was injured. So on the scale, it looked like I'd gained maybe 12 or 13 pounds on the scale. But then I lost 15, 16 pounds of muscle. So it looked like I gained 40 pounds. So I had to go back on the journey of getting back in shape. And for those of you that follow me, understand that, being an AC diet expert, I forgot I'm doing the live on the video on YouTube. I wasn't even looking at the camera. But for those of you who know that as an AC diet expert, that ACG mobilizes fat, and by following the nutrition plan, that fat is then used as fuel, and you burn those calories, and you can lose between a 0.5 pound if you're a woman to a pound or more if you're a man. So women can use a 0.5 pound to a pound, men can lose a pound or 2 pounds a day of fat. Well, looking at my body composition and looking at my body fat percentage, I was actually about 24%, 26% body fat, which is not horrible for a man. So I realized that's why I said, okay, I'm going to try to do the AC diet protocol, but really I only, according to the scale, I only gained 12 pounds from where I was at my leanest and my fittest. So my problem wasn't really having to lose body fat. It was having to gain back 16, 17 pounds of muscle and reduce some of the fat that I gained. So I did the protocol for 21 days, not much happened. I dropped basically 7 pounds. That's all I was able to release in 7 days using the protocol because I didn't have enough fat stores. A lot of the bloating I had was fluid from the steroids, from the prednisone and all the medications, inflammation from the injury, and loss of muscle. So I had to change my approach, and I had to come back old school. And basically, I was basically introduced to this new HGH gel. So I implemented the gel. I went back. I was still doing my HRT, testosterone, low-dose testosterone regimen of 200 units a week. ACG as an HRT regimen, so basically 500 IUs twice a week, and the HGH gel. And I hit that. I went back into the gym. So walking back into the gym, basically I got cleared to go to the gym from my surgeon around late June. And so I started back on my journey, going into the gym, looking like hell, basically with a big old pot belly and no muscle, and just took me back 10 years of just, not wanting to be in a gym where I didn't look like I belonged in there. And so it humbled me. It took me back, it made me a better coach because I'd been injured before and I had fought back from it. I mean, the reason why I'm excellent what I do because I started my journey overweight with, and sickly and having high blood pressure and sleep apnea and type 2 diabetes. So I know the struggle. The struggle is real. And I know the struggle that my clients go through. But having a devastating injury like this, I mean, I'd injured the shoulder before and had to get around it. But having an injury where you're completely debilitated and you can't even walk or really move for 7-8 months and having to fight back from that, that was something that I had to learn how to do and push through. But it at least made me a better coach because now I have athletes that have been through the same thing that I can actually be where they're at and see where they're at and see where they're coming from, understand the psyche that comes along with being depressed and having to find gratitude in every single day. So for me, where I found my gratitude was the fact that I knew what it felt like not to be able to walk for the first time in my life, in my adult life. I mean, physically, where walking was a concern that I was ever going to be walking again, much less run again. I still can't run to this day because my nerve damage, my foot is still, it kind of makes me have this awkward gait and it does cause some pain in the lower back, but at least I can walk, right? And I can go back to the gym and I can train, and I can do cardio equipment. It doesn't require a whole lot of leg movement. So every day I would get up, I would just be grateful for standing up. Grateful. Every time I got out of my bed and I put my feet on the ground, I'd say, thank you, God, for at least letting me be able to stand up and walk without assistance, without a walker or a cane. And I just lived in that gratitude every day. I would get on my bicycle and I would ride my bicycle and I would shoot videos just being grateful that I could ride my bike and be out in the air and be active again. So the reason why I'm sharing this with you, because I haven't talked to you guys in a long time, I kind of wanted to bring you full circle to what last year was like. And I think one of the reasons why I kind of went dark on my podcast, because it was very difficult for me to rise to the occasion and share that and to actually be there for everybody else, because I was having a hard time being there for myself. So you push forward now, and it's a new year. I say to myself, I'm probably 80 to 85% back physically. I mean, I went from 26% down to 13%, and now I'm doing my final intermittent fasting cutting stage to go from 13% to back to 7% over the next 6 to 8 to 12 weeks, depending on how long it takes. I really don't have a time clock on it. I'm able to train hard in the gym. I'm actually getting my strength back. I was able to pack on 17 pounds of muscle again. Just yesterday, I was in Monday. I was in the gym doing chest, and I hit my all time best since pre back surgery of pushing up 105 dumbbells on the flat bench press and incline bench press, which was great for me considering the 85 pound dumbbells is what really. I had to get past that mental block of picking up that weight because that was the weight that caused me to injure my back from the first place. So I had all these fears going on in my head of should I do this? Should I pick up this weight? And I hit 85, then I went to 90s, then I went to 95s. I'm like, are you stupid? All it takes is one tweak the wrong way and you can really hurt yourself. And I had to push past that fear a little bit and just take it and be very present and conscious of what I was lifting and making sure that everything was tightened up, and the core was tightened up, and I was mentally connected to the weight. And that was what happened. I wasn't paying attention when I injured myself. I was probably listening to something listening to my headset or doing something on my, tweeting somebody or something, and then I picked the weight and not paid attention. So I'm very focused and very cautious when I'm in the gym when it comes to my training, but I take my training very seriously. So I've been on this road of recovery, and I thought I would share and talk about this because, I'd never experienced depression before on that level. My wife, who, at one time was considered clinically depressed, and, God bless her, she ended up weaning herself off of antidepressant medications for the last 3 years, and she's been, she's phenomenal. But I remember when she was going through that depression, it was very hard for me to understand it. Because I thought, well, just snap out of it. And I'm like, I don't get it. Why can't you just snap out of it? And I think a lot of people that get depressed, they get that kind of feedback from people who may not understand or may not have been through it before of what it feels like. And I can tell you that chronic pain, since the first time that I've actually experienced chronic pain. So I've had injuries and surgery, shoulder surgery, knee surgery over the years. But that's something that's short term that it heals. When you wake up every day in pain all day, go to bed in pain every day, and wake up the next morning, and it's the same thing over and over again, it's very taxing on you. It just drains you of all hope that you can have. And so it was really challenging for me to actually, and I still had clients to deal with. I still had businesses to run, and I had to push through that and still talk to clients and rise to the occasion to coach them, even though I was feeling lousy about where I was at, how I was feeling physically. Sometimes I was medicated, and I'd have to cancel sessions because I wasn't cognitively there because the medication was making me fuzzy or sleepy or just loopy. So it was a challenge. 2018 was definitely a challenging year, but they say whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I got to tell you that going through that and looking for the best thing you could find each day. I have this 5-minute journal that's on my phone that I used all last year, and I use a physical journal now. But the 5-minute journal was one of the things. Every morning, ask you for is what are you grateful for, and it made me lay in bed there before I even put my feet on the ground, and saw what pain level I was going to be in for any given day. I would have to, you know, write down what I'm grateful for. When I was actually finally putting my feet on the ground, if I had a, if my pain level was at 5 instead of 7 that it was like the day before, I'd be grateful for 5. And finding that gratitude every day made a huge difference of slowly raising me out of that level of depression and realizing that I was going to fight back through this and get back into the very best shape of my life. So I'm still on that journey. You know, a year later, I'm still on that journey. And it says about 18, takes about 18 months to for your nerve damage, nerves completely regenerate themselves. So I'm waiting. I'm trying to expedite that recovery by using the HGH gel. But more importantly, being able to suit up and show up and go to the gym and train and exercise and hydrate and eat healthy and do all the things that I feel I need to do to recover completely is the journey I'm on. So I wanted to come and have my first show, just kind of for those of you guys that haven't heard from me in a long time or maybe haven't listened to the podcast for a while. I usually start the first show of the year with something really exciting or some new breakthrough. And I got some really great stuff that that I'll be sharing with you over the next few weeks and months. But I wanted this one just to come back and kind of connect to you where I was at, kind of why what last year was like, why I kind of went dark on the podcast after saying I was going to come out of the gate doing them last year as well. And just push through that dark time. But we're back, you know, we're in a new area, in a new place, new home. We have new business opportunities in front of us. You know, we have our HG business that we still keep fighting the good fight on. We have our HGH gel business that's taking off and gone viral and it's been extremely exciting. And then we have our supplement line and we have just, you know, our lives. And so there are a lot of cool things that are coming in 2019. One of the things that Jane and I are looking at doing, since we could figure out where we want to finally settle in, is that we're going to possibly get a RV and see what the RV life is about and kind of, you know, get a 30-something foot RV and then travel across the country and different parts of we traveled outside the world, you know, outside looking for places to live in Mexico and St. Martin and Costa Rica and Belize and all the places that had all the warm water and what have you, the beautiful turquoise water. But we found that running our businesses from those places wasn't exactly possible because your internet's available and everywhere else, but we drop ship and stuff like that too. So that was a challenge. So now we're going to look inside the United States and see places that, you know, go across the country and see what resonates with us. And if it's, can we come back to California? California's home, and that's what it is. But if you find some other new place that just feels like home to us, then we're going to stop there for a while and see what it's all about. So we're going to be bringing you our experiences. So this, the podcast is going to be, it's going to be a lot different than what you're used to. It. I mean, I was very HCG content related on the podcast. Almost every podcast was in the realm of that to some degree. This is going to be more. I'm still going to be bringing all the newest, greatest HCG stuff. Like I have the new HCG keto hack that I'll be sharing with you, the HCG intermittent fasting protocol I'll be sharing with you over the next weeks and months. But also, you know, lifestyle. I think that I also want to do, you know, what our lifestyle is like, how we run our businesses, what type of business we're running. You know, we're always looking for strategic business partners to lock arms with us and help, so we can help them not only get the body of their lives, but get the lifestyle of their lives. So I'm going to be sharing, and you know, all the things that Jamie and I that love and find important and find that we're blessed with. So, you know, how we manage to work together and stay together as a couple for over 18 years after being married 3 times apiece. I mean, each of us were our third marriage, and how we got it right this time, even through all the hard times we've gone through. You know, what do we do to stay fit? I mean, you know, you're stretching the envelope. You know, what we do to reach our H, you know, to use HRTs and you know, hormone replacement therapy, and what supplements we use, things that we're using to enhance our life, enhance our bodies, enhance our lifestyle. So that's my goal, to come to you over the next few weeks and months and for the whole year, bring you valuable content that I hope it will help you guys embrace life in a better way. And I will be, you know, I will be inviting some of you guys that listen to us who want more, that have a desire to feel better, look better, make more money in 2019. You're looking for a side hustle that can help you maybe change your life. I'm going to invite you to, I'm going to share with you our business opportunities, because I believe that that's part of my lifestyle. Part of my lifestyle is helping people not only look better and feel better, but I want them to live better lives. And by doing that, by showing you the quality of my life, and then hopefully that inspires you to want to up your game to increase the quality of your life. And if you're cool where you're at and you're perfectly comfortable and healthy and happy, and that's fine, then it's just information. And maybe you know somebody that comes into your sphere that you will myself and Janie with to help them get where they want to go. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. I wanted to come on and do my very first podcast. I promised myself I would do it. And I would do it. I did it yesterday, but I actually didn't have the mic on, and so I didn't really record anything. So I had to come back and do it again. But obviously, that wasn't the message I was supposed to deliver yesterday. So hopefully, this message comes through, and the podcast actually does record, and you guys kind of get to find out how I did and what happened over the last year and how we recovered from that. But I gotta say that I'm feeling stronger than I felt in a long time. I'm walking, I'm upright. Haven't gotten to running yet. That's my next goal is to be able to run again. But in the meantime, I'm just embracing and in gratitude and feeling blessed for everything we have thus far and everything that's coming our way. And I'm going to share that with you guys and invite you guys to come along for the journey. I'm excited to do the lives. Jay and I do a Facebook Live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I invite you guys, if you're listening to this podcast, to join us live. We're always, like I said, we're always sharing valuable content about health, wealth, lifestyle, spirituality, finances, the whole nine yards. Anything that we feel that can help you improve or you can give you a nugget that can help you improve the quality of your life, that's what we're there for doing. So join us live on Thursday, every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook. If you're not friends with me on Facebook, please reach out to me and friend me. And if I have too many friends on that profile, just follow me. But I'm going to be deleting a lot of people that I have that I don't interact with, so I can make more space for people that I really wanted to interact with. So with that said, I think that's the message I want to leave you guys today. I hope you found it interesting and valuable. Leave some content, comments, or share this podcast if you think it's interesting. But for me, it was just me coming back to you guys saying, hello again. How are you? I'm back. Feeling great, feeling blessed. I just wanted to tell you I love you, and thanks for being patient for me to come back. It took me a year to come back and do the podcast, but hopefully you'll find the future shows to be informational, entertaining, and valuable. With that said, I'm going to sign off of YouTube and sign off of Blog Talk Radio, and I want to thank you very much for being here. Let's get some tunes on. Let's close the show with some tunes. Let's see what I had on there. I can unlock my phone. It'd be great. And Pandora music here. There we go. Finish out with that. So, I'm going to say, light me, Lisa Stevens, we see amazing light in you.
And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Tell you.